You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
That we get to know you. We spend time with you. We study. We pray. We get quiet time. We sit aside time so that we can know you, so that we can get to a place where we can rest in you, that we can receive from you without thinking that we have to perform, that we have to do, we have to be. We can just be in your presence and rest in the fact that you really are who you say you are. You really do what you say you will do. You really bring healing to us. You really look ahead and provide. So we just thank you for that opportunity to get to know you more and more. And we thank you, Father, that it's not just a Sunday thing. It's just not what we do on Sunday. We do it 7 days a week. We spend time with you. We talk to you. And you're always talking to us. You're always watching us. But not to judge us, but to help direct us to a better place, to the answers to problems that we face on a daily basis. You already have the answer. you have already given it to us. So we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can have a seat. So sometimes, you know, when you start ministry and God tells you to do certain things, then, you know, you do them for a while, but then you get special. How many of y'all have been special? Appreciate your hand. Special means you step and start doing your thing. So it's time for us to go back to what he told me to do. When he started, he said, this is what I want you to do, Paul. This is how I want you to acknowledge. This is our format. And so when God gives you something, you think you know what he's doing? Because based off that song, he really, really knows, right? So this is what he told me. He said, okay, Paul, this is what I want you to do. I want you to understand that ministry, that when you have a church, there's healthy people and there's hurt people. But eventually, those healthy people are hurt also. So I want you to have a church where people can be who they are. Because, you know, some places you go, you can't be who you are. You know, there are pastors that can't say how they feel. Can't say when they're hurting. Can't say when they need help. And you bet not say you got a mental illness. But that's what church is. It's family. And how many of y'all got the perfect family? Y'all, everybody. Yeah, let me see. Okay, all right, I get ready to have you escorted out if you raise your hand. All right, but I just want you to know, you're safe here. But this is our format. Number one, you're free to laugh here. It's okay to laugh. I like to crack jokes. I laugh at myself. I had notices, people send me texts like, I never seen a pastor laugh like you do. Well, that's them. This me. If you know what I've been through, you be laugh too. So you're free to laugh here. It's okay. But that's your emotion. That's how you feeling. You understand what I'm saying? I might say something and somebody might think it's funny. They might laugh and another person no. But it's okay. What else? So what would go with laugh? So you're free to cry here, but the only stipulation we have, y'all ready for it? You can't apologize for crying. Because y'all know people normally apologize. So raise your hand if you're one of those people apologize. Well, you know, I'm sorry. She didn't mean, nah, I didn't mean to cry. Well, here you don't have to apologize. Because I cry, I don't apologize. Because I feel what I feel. All right, now, what do y'all think the third one might be? Uh-oh, free to make mistakes. Yeah, who said what? Yeah, you're free to make mistakes. Because, see, people try to hide them and say, how are you going to get healed of something you hide? You're free to make mistakes in both your questions. You might ask a question to somebody, you know how people kind of nudge each other, right? Did you hear what they asked? But how are they going to know they asked because they didn't know? Now, some people know and they ask anyway. But anyway, nevertheless, you're free to make mistakes in both your questions and your answers. You can answer and it might be wrong. But we'll find a way to make it right. Y'all know that's what Jesus does, right? So that's our format. Everybody got that? Everybody okay with it? Nobody need to fuss about that. Okay, so now, and my daughter, she ministered last Sunday, and there was a submission prayer or opening prayer that we started out with years ago, and she brought it back. And you know what happened? People start talking in church. Talking here, you're free to talk. You just got to raise your hand. We got mic runners that will run over and make sure you get the mic so that everybody can hear you. So you think about what you say before you know it's nationwide, right? Okay, because people will say, "Is that you?" And so we're going to do that today. We're going to go back to our original format of what God said to do. Is that okay with everybody? Even if it's not, guess what? That's what we're going to do. All right? Okay? And now, do I click this for this? Or you guys click it for the confession? Okay, you go ahead and click it. Y'all ready? Stand up for a second. Go ahead and stand up. Make sure y'all are paying attention. Y'all ready? Let's read it. Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bearing my heart, my joys, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself that block my growth and intimacy with God and others be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me and show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so that you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, disassociation, confusion, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my memories. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. So y'all wide open there. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Because you gave him permission to go to the points of inception. Y'all have a seat of stuff that's going on. But he loves and adores you. You're free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. Now, we are continuing the series on Ignite. It's about anger. And I had a challenge in the beginning because what I did was we have another building next door for a children's church. And so I was like, I'm sensing and seeing children angry. And so I made a decision. I said, well, I'm going to invite the children from Generation J2, that's 12 to 15. How old is it? 10 and up, Chris. 10 and up, Chris. Okay? Me and Chris were talking. So now we got the information straight. All right, 10 and up. And, you know, I had a little battle with that because it's like, So then I said, okay, let's just do it. So, you know, this is what God does for me. I don't know what he does for you, but this is what he does for me. Whenever I'm having a challenge with something, he'll make sure to send someone either by note, by text, or in person to encourage me about a decision that I made. So this came from a mother who, now this was the first class that we had here with Generation J2, that age group, and they came in. And this was the first session, and this is a text that a mother sent me after one class. Y'all say one class. Y'all write this down. When you do what God tells you to do, he's responsible for the results, and he can never fail. When you do what God tells you to do, he's responsible for the results, and he cannot fail. And I'm going to get this young lady to stand after a while, after I finish, because I don't want her to stand and you guys be staring at her the whole time. Okay, so I'm going to make it quick, because she thinks she's shy. But if you see her in her environment, phew. All right, so this is what the mother said. Pastor, it is awesome you spoke about how to act during anger and wanted to share that Nadia's principal called. Who called? Wait till y'all find out when he called or she called. And she was so proud of her on Friday for being honest, professional, and how she expressed her emotions. Shared what should be different about PE. So gave her input about what she thought should happen in PE. But how did she do it? Respectful, professional, and how children are treated and spoken to. Okay? Then, not only did she do that, but she apologized to the teacher for her part in what was shared and what she believed about the teacher. Oh, that's one session. Her principal, okay, was so impressed, she called me on Saturday. What day? Saturday. Not Friday, mm-hmm. Not Monday, mm-hmm. Not the week of school, to make sure I knew how proud she was and thankful for how she is growing up. Did we make the right decision? Yes. So with Nadia, stand up. So we can give you a hand clap. Thank you, ma'am. So you think you got something to learn? It'd be nice to get a letter from a manager or a supervisor saying that they're an employee. Am I picking? All right, I'm going to go back to my script. All right, so we're talking about Ignite. So this is what I want to know. All right, so Psalms 37 verse 8 in New Living Translation. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. So who's going to get harmed? So see that word stop being angry? You do realize that that's a choice, right? You can choose to stay angry, or you can choose to get angry. And how long you want to stay angry? Y'all talk to me there. Talk to me there. Raise your hand, though, and raise them high so we can see you. What's the longest you've been angry? See, I'm a metal now, Jay. I'm a metal now. What's the longest you've been angry? Everybody looking to see who's going to raise their hand. Oh, so none of y'all been angry before. Okay, all right. I got two. I got three. I got one over here. No, that's right. You good.
I don't stay angry long.
So you don't? Okay.
Maybe an hour.
About an hour? Okay, all right. So what did you tell yourself to get out of the anger in an hour?
I don't know. I think I just think about something else.
There it is right there. Replace the thought. Yes, sir.
Before I came to church, 30 years has been my longest.
Okay, 30 years your longest?
Now
okay.
I try to not, like, go to sleep on anger.
Okay, you try not to go to sleep on anger. Appreciate your honesty. Got one back there?
Pastor, I stay angry a long time.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, historically.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know what? And I have said, and I'm glad you just mentioned that because it was brought back to my mind, that I always say, my go-to emotion is anger.
Okay.
No matter what happens,
okay,
I'm angry first and then everything else. But if I'm angry for 10 years, I never get past it.
Okay.
Whatever just happened.
Okay. All right. So would you be willing to be free?
What was that question again? What'd you say?
Would you be willing to be free?
Oh, yeah. I'm
okay.
Willing.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I just wondered after 30 years whether. Okay.
All right. I'm not really sure, but maybe like an hour or two or something.
About an hour or two? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what if we could cut that time down? What if we could take her from 30 years to 15? No, I'm just joking. Yes, ma'am.
So I'll try not to stay angry more than 5 minutes.
Okay.
In the moment.
Okay.
But I'll, you know, move on to something else. But later on, I'll think about it.
Okay.
And I get mad all over again.
Okay.
Years later.
Years later. Oh, okay.
I get mad all over again.
Okay. All right. Appreciate the honesty. Got one right here.
You know, I think for me, it depends on the person. Like, if I like them, I'll stay angry less at them.
Okay.
Like a few hours. But if I don't get along with a person, like there's one person I don't get along with at work, so uh-huh. I'll let it linger.
Okay, let it linger. Okay, for how long?
Well, it might be. It depends on what they do.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But it might be for a day. It might be for a couple of days. It might be like the rolling your eyes type of anger.
Gotcha.
Where like,
okay.
Oh, come on, you got to do that again.
Okay.
So it really depends on the person. But if I really like you,
okay,
you know, I'll really try to do my best to move past it really quickly. But okay. if it's just like a colleague that I wouldn't like him, but we're not best buds.
Gotcha. Okay.
Then it will take longer to kind of process and get through it. But then it eventually starts affecting me. Which,
oh, okay.
You know, in terms of like production at work and stuff okay. like that. So, I need to make it so it's all the same of the same, no matter who it is.
Gotcha.
Saying, okay, well, God, help me get past this anger in an hour or something
okay.
like that. So there's a time limit for everyone, not just for the people
okay,
that I love.
And okay. Like, I appreciate your honesty. Somebody raise their hand back there?
No, she didn't.
Huh?
Well, Pastor, all I was going to say was that I have felt before, like, in my anger, I communicate better.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, to the person I'm angry with.
Okay.
I'm able to say how I feel. Even though it's in anger, I feel like if I calm down first, I'm not going to say it.
Okay. All right. So... is it challenging? Do you have challenges with being heard?
Yes.
Okay. And why do you think I asked her that? Because most people who have intense anger and raise their voice is because somewhere in there, they feel like and have experienced, let's put it like that, not being heard. So when they are heard is when they yell and scream. So then it trains the body, it trains the mind to say, if I'm going to be heard, I'm going to go anger first. I'm not even going to start out with a low voice. Y'all follow me? Okay. All right. I appreciate your honesty. All right. Y'all ready to keep going? All right. So this week, I'm going to mess with you about this week. This week, you know, it's like what we do is when we learn something, we want to see how it affects other people. Because it's a lot easier to do that than what?
looking at us. We'll say, yep. So have you noticed people being frustrated? Raise your hand if you notice people being frustrated. Okay, all right. This is a test. Child say, yes, it is. All right. Have you noticed people being annoyed? Raise your hand if you've seen that. Okay, okay. Have you seen people irritated? In food lines, y'all definitely seen that? You know, you ordering something or you order something. What happened with the shoes, honey? What happened? Tell about the shoes. I came downstairs, my wife just looking out the window. I just like, you know, I know that look. When she's looking out the window, she's replacing thoughts. I just want to let y'all know that's what she's doing. About you ordered the shoes. The shoes came, you were excited about it, and then what happened?
Okay, they were in the wrong size, the wrong color, the wrong style. Nothing was like the shoe that I ordered.
So what else could go wrong? Okay, and then what did you do, honey? What did you do? How did you talk your way out of it? Because she was in an irritated state.
First I said, they must have monkeys in the warehouse.
That's what she said.
There are monkeys filling these orders. And then I calmed down and said it was an honest mistake. It had another lady's name on it. She's from Arizona. I'm in Virginia.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, it was just a mistake. And then I went online and corrected it.
Yeah. And they gave a $15 credit. See what happened? Jazz said she wanted free. All right. Okay. But I'm just saying, okay? But see how fast she determined how long she was going to be angry? Yeah. But I saw her looking out the window, though. I saw her looking out the window. When she at her desk, though, she always working. So when she looking out the window, something going on. All right? Okay. You seen cranky people? Anybody seen cranky people this week? All right. So were you a cranky person? See, I always set you up. I always ask you about others. Then I come back to you. So I'm going to get a person from each degree. So who was the cranky person this week? Hey, Vegan, go ahead and share. Yeah, over here. Share about being cranky. What happened, Miss V?
I was cranky because my little one wasn't sleeping.
Okay.
So it just makes me, like, short-tempered.
Okay.
Like, I have less patience, and I'm, like, a little bit frustrated.
Okay. All right. All right, so she got some sleep last night, though, because she here this morning, she's smiling. All right. You know, I see the little dude, though. The little dude got a lot of hair on his head, right? So when he get up out of bed, hair everywhere. Can't see his eyes, can't see his ears. You're talking to him, and all you see is hair. So I say, don't worry about it, brother. People would love to have what you have. All right, so give me somebody that's frustrated. That's little things over time. All right, yes, ma'am. Might come in your way.
So I have a special student. He is trauma-filled and has some mental health issues. And so every day this week, there was an incident with him where me and a couple other people got cursed out or hit or something at work. So by the time Friday came along, he was sent to the social worker's office. And so she calls down, Ms. Scruggs, can you come to my office, please? And she wanted him to apologize.
Okay.
But the incident was still fresh for me. And it was like it had built up all week. So when I went in to apologize, he's like, oh, Ms. Scruggs, I'm sorry I cursed you. And I was like, okay. Like, because I wasn't ready to receive it.
Yeah, okay.
Because I still hadn't processed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I know he has mental health or whatever, I think that kids, when we work with kids, they forget that adults also have their own mental health issues and issues that they're coming with work. And so I had a couple of deaths in my family, and I had some things going on personally. And so therefore, I wasn't ready to take his apology.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it came off as I was very cold towards him, because at that point, it was like I was disassociating me and him and his actions. Like, I knew he was a kid, but I was still frustrated at, like, I've reached out, I've gone to your community games, I've come see you outside of school, I've communicated with your foster parent, you know, so that you could understand that it's not just a teacher relationship, but I'm also in your community, I'm on your team.
Okay.
But I also expressed to him it was hard to be on his team when he spits in our face every time.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, so that was the frustrating part
okay.
for me.
I appreciate your honesty. Yes, ma'am. Or yes, sir. Who we got?
Well, I guess it's kind of because on Monday I had to get a consultation or something, but I had left school early, so I guess we would have more time at home. So when we went home, we got to play with the Frisbee, and my dad came, and then we were playing with the Frisbee a lot. And that was a pretty fun day, and I really enjoyed it. Until, like, as the week went on, I couldn't play outside because of how the weather was.
Okay.
And we, even when the weather was good, we got home late. So I was kind of frustrated at that we couldn't have another one of those fun days outside.
Okay, all right. Appreciate your honesty. All right, so let's look at the you got one? What'd you get?
Oh, I was just going to say that I felt annoyance this week because my boss was off for a week, and so I'm doing my job and her job. Did it so well that she only had one email to respond to when she got back. Okay. And the lady still complained.
Oh,
I was like,
oh.
You know what? I'm going to get off this call with you, okay? You're welcome. All right.
All right. Thanks for sharing. All right. So Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11, the Amplified, it says, a short-sighted fool. See, he said amen. Always loses his temper and displays his anger. But a wise man uses self-control and holds it back. What's self-control? I know we touched base with this. How would you use self-control with anger? Right here. How would you use self-control with anger?
By not saying whatever you want, thinking you're saying. Like, if you know that what you're about to say is detrimental, then you stop yourself from saying it.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay. I got one over here.
Sometimes get you. If you count like backwards, like if I count like backwards from like 10,
okay.
to give myself time to breathe
okay.
and get myself together.
Okay. All right. So that's self-control. Megan?
Some of the things that you've taught us are renewing our minds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Changing our thoughts. Someone
right.
else said that they think about something else
uh-huh.
or say something out loud
okay.
to process that or, you know, not move into the anger that sometimes it just wants to pull you.
Yeah, it
want to
grab you, don't it?
Right.
Grab you. Okay. Go ahead.
Sometimes you have to physically remove yourself from the situation.
Uh-huh.
Step
yeah.
outside. Go
yeah.
to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Go outside, sit in your car, and scream.
Okay.
And then, you know, you release it, and then you can come back and say, okay, let's deal with the facts.
Okay. Run, Forrest, run.
One of the things that I've tried to do since we've started this series and before, but not consistently, is if I am angry, say that I'm angry, A, but normally in the past I would say it in a loud voice, so
okay.
it would come across as being angry and not very nice
okay.
about it. So I've taken the suggestion and teachings of you to kind of lower my voice in terms of not yell or not speak loudly, but speak like I'm speaking now.
Gotcha. Okay.
But you can tell with my mannerisms and my eyes and stuff like that I'm still angry, but
gotcha.
it's getting the point across without just going ballistic.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you. Got one here and then we'll move on. Yes, ma'am.
I had a situation at work and the young lady was acting
special.
Mm-hmm. And so I was getting ready to say something. I said, oh, God, keep a watch over my mouth
okay.
because I was about to say something
okay.
mean.
And you did it. It worked. That's a new technique I'm using. Y'all want to learn a new technique about anger? She just said, put a watch over my mouth so that I wouldn't sin against you. So what I do as soon as I start to feel that thing coming up, I put my hand over my mouth, and then I smile on the inside. Because, see, you can't stay angry and smile. You can't stay angry and smile. So that's my trigger. That's my new trigger. I just put my hand over my mouth and I smile behind my mouth. And that lowers that anger. I'm just telling you techniques you got to use, guys, okay? But a wise man uses self-control and holds it. A short-sighted fool. I just want to talk about short-sighted for a second. Short-sighted. That means you're not thinking about the outcome of this if you follow through with it. You had people who don't have a job, and I mean have a job, need the money, but cuss the manager out. Now, how short-sighted is that? Extremely, he said. So you got to think about that thing. Allow yourself, while they're talking, allow yourself to process information and like, okay, so where do I want to go with this? And see, when you ask a question, the Holy Spirit on the inside of you will give an answer. All right? So what does anger feel like? Now, this is for everybody, adults and children. What does anger feel like? Because I want you to know what's coming before it gets there and gets fully rooted. Okay? So churning feeling in your stomach. How many had that one? Churning feeling in your stomach. And that thing just started to turn around. You think you ate something bad, but no. It's your anger trying to figure out what to do because it's releasing adrenaline. And adrenaline is trying to make a decision. Are we going to run? So your stomach turning like that is trying to make a decision. Do I need to go to use the bathroom? Because what's going on, the mind has picked up the anger and it's saying, I have to be the lightest I can be for fight or flight. Am I going to run or am I going to fight? So the body is making the decision. Go use the bathroom because you got about 20 pounds in that. So I'm just saying, I'm just joking. Some people got it and some people get it when they get home. All right? Go ahead, Thor.
It's funny you say that because where I work, we have a lot of pigeons where I work in the shed where the pipe is. And we got, like, pigeons do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They're nasty birds. And I was looking at a show, and the reason that they get rid of the waste is because something scared them, just like you said, and they can fly faster.
Gotcha, okay.
And
okay.
It's amazing you said that we do the same.
Real thing. Stuff, so even pigeons do it. See? Tightness in your chest. Anybody ever felt that one? So y'all let me know whether, so when I go down the list, let me know whether you felt all of them, okay? That's going to let you know how angry you really were. Increase in rapid heart beating faster. Okay, all right, okay, all right. Muscles tense. Okay, all right, okay. Feeling hot in your neck and your face. Okay, yes, sir. Oh, she said, oh, yeah. Yeah, my ears get hot. Yeah, the ears get hot, man. I'll tell you, who ears get hot? Okay, all right. It's a funny feeling because you don't feel your ears get hot no other time. Okay, all right, okay. I'm just saying about the ears. Okay, so how many normally got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? You got 5 of those. How many of you guys have felt all that at once? So we got a few people. Yeah, this is an angry side over here, boy. I dare you. That's all right. I'm going to step on that side for a little while. All right, let's see what else happened. Urge to go to the bathroom. That's why I was just sharing. You want to make sure you get rid of all the waste because you don't know how far you got to go or what you're going to have to do. Sweating, especially in your palms or your hands. Anybody's palms normally got? Okay, all right. Head started pounding. Y'all know what's going on, right? It's releasing blood, getting rid of the blood, so it can go to the exteriors, your muscles, and it goes so that you can get to running or get to hitting. How many punching is the first thing you think about? How many of y'all punches? Okay, all right. You're shaking or trembling. Who does the shaking and the trembling? Okay, all right. Get dizzy. So you done lost so much blood from your head. Your body, it got the blood now, and it's ready to do what it needs to do. So if you get dizzy, that means your blood is ready to fight. So how many of you guys cover most of those? Not most of them? Okay, so the first set. Okay, all right. So let me give you unhealthy expressions of anger. Because we found out, right, that anger is okay, provided that it's processed. Because who got angry? Jesus. How many times we say anger is mentioned in the Bible? 397 times. Okay? Yeah, that's what I said. That's what the research is showing. All right, so unhealthy expressions of anger. Annoyed. Why is that unhealthy? Because there are no words or actions attached to it. See, most of the time, when you're annoyed, you try to act cool with it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Somebody will ask you, you seem like you acting a little funny today, or something wrong? No, ain't nothing wrong. How many of us did this week? Did it this week? No, ain't nothing wrong. Okay, all right, okay. So that's why it's unhealthy, because if you don't process that annoyance, what's going to happen is going to go deeper. So this is how I always think, try to process data, is what happens if I don't process that and then something else comes up. So I started out with one thing. Let's say this is 9 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't process it. Now something else happened. 9:05. Then 9:10. Because how many of y'all got jobs where stuff be going on? Amen? So by the end of the day, if I didn't process the 9 o'clock anger, then I got a whole bunch of stuff. Then you come home and you act special. Your dog, your cat, your spouse, they don't deserve that stuff. Because they'll ask you, what's wrong? Because you're walking funny. Y'all walk funny when you get angry? No, nobody walk funny when you get angry? Faster? Bumping into things because you're trying to knock something over? Because you want something else to be mad at? I'm just saying. Cranky. Wake up, cranky. Go to bed, cranky. Get up, use the bathroom, you cranky. All this crankiness going on. So these are unhealthy expressions of anger because you're not processing it. Criticism. Oh, there it is. How do people try to be cool with the criticism when it's unhealthy? I have constructed criticism for you. Ain't nothing constructed in that thing. You still mad about yesterday. Y'all missed it. Y'all know that, right? You still mad about the raise you didn't get or the promotion you didn't get or that person cut you off in traffic. So you criticize. And anybody ever criticize people, you know now you know that it was anger. Okay? All right. Anybody in here, I'll raise a hand. But anyway, I'm not going to criticize you. Disappointed. Y'all know that's a form of anger, don't you? But you didn't do anything with it. You didn't say anything to it. You didn't tell it where to go. You didn't tell it how to stop. You didn't replace it with anything. So now you disappoint. And the longer you stay in these places, what happens is the mind remembers it. And so it says, the next time you feel this way, go grab where they were the last time. So because that's unresolved, then I have to build on that. So it's a lot easier to process it so that it's no longer there. And then when it comes up again, it has to try to find it, and then you're processing it.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.